ABC Radio Australia.
Niue is the Pacific nation with the smallest population on the ground at least, and that's left it with large labour shortages. But with thousands more Niueans who call New Zealand home, authorities in Niue want to try to encourage some of those who've long left the island to return. And they believe that becoming the latest member of the Asian Development Bank will help them to achieve that. But far from dipping into the vault for infrastructure loans, Niue's premier considers that ADB membership will be an opportunity to upskill the island's workforce, as Richard Hewitt reports.
It may be called the Asian Development Bank, but Emma Veve from ADB's Pacific Department is at pains to point out that they're not on a mission to burden Niue with big loans, much to the relief of the island's premier, Sir Toki Talangi.
I've always been reluctant to borrow, eh? I mean, I'm not, if you like, one to just go and borrow money for the sake of borrowing money. If we are going to borrow money, the money will go into the new development bank who will in turn disperse it, earn the interest on it, and repay it.
So now that they are finally members of the ADB, and after years of trying, according to the Premier, what can Emma Veve and the ADB offer the people of Niue?
I think we can certainly do quite a bit to support their current capacity, you know, additional on-the-job training for people, helping develop more efficient systems and processes across a range of areas, updating some of the way things are done, and learning from what some of the other countries, both in the Pacific and Asia, are doing.
As it stands, the Niuean economy is actually doing quite well, but it is an economy built largely on tourism.
The rate of growth, we're talking about a 3.6%. If you sectorise it, tourism is working very well. It's the other sectors that I've got to focus my attention on to ensure that productivity can be lifted in the agriculture sector, in the fishing sector, in the service sector. This is where we'd like to utilise whatever expertise the ADB has to help us with that.
And we're seeing lots of talk about different potentials, some agricultural options, niche crops, value adding to organic products produced here, how revenue from fisheries can be further enhanced, and things like bottled water, which has been successful in other Pacific countries.
And the Premier says those plans to bottle and export Niue water are well advanced, but some oversight from the ADB wouldn't go amiss.
We're already in the process of getting our water bottling plant up and running. All we're doing at the preserve is looking at confirming markets and selling it.
On the question of food production, Premier Talangi says that's not about exporting, that's about being self-sustaining.
We believe that we should be bringing the consumers to Niue and feeding them. The traditional thinking is that we should grow and export. Why don't we just grow and bring in more and more to feed upon the food that we have?
However, Niue doesn't want to be overrun by tourists, and the Premier says the ADB can play an important role in advising on and managing capacity so the island's pristine natural environment is protected. And Emma Veve says by bringing in Niuean consultants from the diaspora in New Zealand, they can accelerate a process of encouraging those with Niuean heritage to consider relocating to the island.
An extra 20, 50 people makes a big difference. To bring in former Niueans as consultants will also give them a taste of being back in their original homes, and perhaps there might be some greater appetite to move here.
But in the short term, Emma Veve says Niue's biggest problem is labour supply. And at the moment, she says the island relies too much on the versatility of its people.
I'm amazed by how many different jobs and roles people are juggling here. It's vastly more than I've seen in any other island. And the difficulty in getting labour into the country is quite stark.
But there is one area where Premier Talangi insists his country doesn't need any help, despite some very public criticism that followed the news of Niue becoming an ADB member.
There seems to be a perception that what we need is a governance structure better than what we have in the present moment. And I'm not quite certain why people seem to think that we are not governing well enough at the present moment.
So, in the eyes of the Premier, Niue is already punching above its weight. But with the ADB on board, he believes the economy of the smallest of the Pacific Island nations can perform with even greater distinction.